Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside.
And I'm John Wine.
Like the drink, I married a great name and man.
We've been married for 21 years.
But we've been together for 29 years.
We have 3 children, 2 girls and a boy.
John is a petroleum engineer.
And Amy is a marriage therapist.
We have decided to try and work together, bringing you this podcast. We know from experience that relationships aren't perfect. Far from it.
And Amy has worked with hundreds of couples in a large private practice in Texas.
You can get those sparks aflying with some tips and tricks we've learned by making a lot of marriage mistakes.
And from all of Amy's professional work with couples, hey, you should be married to a marriage therapist.
So if you want to have a marriage on fire,
here we go.
Amy here, and I am coming to you from a very cold morning in Houston, Texas. And I know that my cold is relative because it may be like 40 degrees, which would be like a heat front for some of you all. But the storms rolled in last night and we went from 70s to 40s. I am freezing. And I want to tell you right now up front, I'm recording from home, so I don't know what's going to happen. Hey, I would love to say I'm the person that has this recording studio where every podcast that comes out is just perfect, but that's not who I am. And we got to keep it real. And I'm right now sitting in a room with 4 dogs. Yeah, don't even go there. 4 dogs. But we love our furry friends. So they can make noise. My son, I mean, heck, he just blew his nose a few seconds ago and I had to stop. I did stop and save you from having to hear that one. And I'm sure my husband's going to pop out at any time or my daughter upstairs. So we're just going to go with it because I've got some great things for you and I got to work with what I got sometimes. You ever know how that feels? Like you just got to plow through and get it done anyway, even though it's not perfect, because life just isn't perfect. You ever feel that way? Like every day? So I have a treat for you today. We are going to talk about 9 transformations that I have seen most couples out of the hundreds of couples that I've talked to and myself, friends, everything that they want to have in their marriage. So 9 transformations for your marriage that you want and you need to have. And we're going to go through each of them. And at the end, I have got a treat for you. I have got a really good treat for you. So make sure you're listening all the way to the end. All right, I'm just going to jump right on in today. So we're going to go backwards to forwards. Number 9, we're going to have a little countdown. It's like the top 9 countdown from Amy Wine. Woo, woo, come on. Do a little dance. You know you're getting in the groove. You're ready to go. Come on. Okay, I'm a little weird. I'm a little quirky. You can't see me right now, or you'd see me do my little dance in the chair with my no makeup, my hair and the thing. And I'm in my pajamas, TMI probably. But that's life. And who doesn't want to stay in their pajamas all day on a cold day? All right, no more messing around. Number 9, you want to reconnect with your BFF. And I'm not talking about your best friend forever from grade school or middle school, high school, college, if you even still talk to all those people, or the neighbor next door. I'm talking about your best friend that you are building a relationship with, the one that you married, the one that's your everything. I'm pretty sure that you guys understand from listening to my podcast now that I am 100% sure that almost every couple goes through a married roommate stage. And we don't know what to do with that. We just go from being so in love when we said I do to Heck, we're waking up and we're not even sure who we're sleeping next to anymore, right? Like, who is this? Or we want to know them again, but life's gotten in the way of jobs and kids and the schedules and the to-do list and the friends and the families and all the things coming at us. And we are in so much overwhelm. We wake up and realize we're sleeping with our roommate, right? Roommates can have sex. Don't think they can't. But is it what type of relationship you want? So number 9 transformation that couples want to have is they want to reconnect with their BFF. Okay. Number 8, they want to look forward to coming home. If things are chaotic, stressful, they are angry, we've not connected at all, nobody looks forward to coming home, right? And I counsel a lot of high-level couples where the husband's either, or the wife, is a CEO, owns their own business, high-level management, vice president, and sometimes their wife works. A lot of them own their own company. The wife does as well, or they stay at home. So those are my 2 couples that I see primarily for the last year. Brings in a whole other element of things, but they don't look forward to coming home anymore. And because they're so busy and successful in their daily lives, they tend to stay there because when they're coming home, they feel like a failure at home. And these people are very driven. They don't like to feel like a failure. So they almost don't know what to do because, come on, guys, you can't spreadsheet your wife. I mean, come on. So the number 8 transformation that couples want to have is to look forward to coming home. You get me? All right, number 7. The number 7 transformation couples want to have is they want to feel like they're a priority to their spouse. They want to know that they are the numero uno, right? So how do you make your spouse feel like a priority? And people feel like this is like in the big grand gestures of things, but really it's not. It's in the small everyday things you do. So find your partner's love language. We've talked about that here on the show. Do they like to have things done for them? Do they want help around the house? You don't even have to do the test of love languages. You just got to listen. What are they saying? Do they want you to spend time with them? Do they want you to talk to them more? Do they want you to help with the dishes? What do they want from you? And then go do it. Come on, you can help with the dishes. You can fold the laundry. You can take the kids for a play day and let your spouse have a day off. You can let your husband watch the football game all day without interruption. I mean, come on, small things often, because the number 7 thing is they want to feel like they're a priority to their spouse. Number 6, emotional and physical intimacy that stands the test of time. There's the key. Emotional and physical intimacy that stands the test of time. I mean, who doesn't want that? But you can't have the physical intimacy without the emotional intimacy, okay? And you want it that lasts through the married roommate stage, right? You want to ignite your marriage spark. So you've got to have them both, because men generally feel the emotional connection in the bedroom when they're having a physical intimate moment, right? So that's where they get their emotional connection. Women want to feel their emotional connection outside the bedroom. So they often don't even act interested in going into the bedroom if they haven't had that emotional connection and made a priority, which goes back to number 7, outside the bedroom. So you could see how that cycle could keep everybody disconnected. Number 5, create a lasting relationship free from worrying about disconnect and opening up for affairs. I'm going to say it again. The number 5 transformation, create a lasting relationship free from worrying about disconnect and opening up for affairs. All right. If you're in the married roommate stage, you know I'm speaking your language right now. You still love your spouse somewhere under there, but you feel like you're not seen, you're not heard, you're not understood. And you've got to reignite that marriage spark, right? So that you no longer have to worry about the disconnect, because the disconnect from married roommates is where I generally start to see people throwing out the D word, the big D word. It's also where I see people start to think that there's something better out there. There's someone better out there. But I'm here to tell you, the grass may not be greener on the other side. Matter of fact, it's not. You can have an affair. You can leave your spouse. You can have a divorce and you may meet somebody else, but you're going to have problems with that person. It's just going to be a different set of problems. So why not try to repair it and create a lasting relationship where you don't have to worry about these things with the person you're with? So let's go on further to number four, the number four transformation that spouses want to have is they want their spouse to try and understand where they're coming from, even if they don't agree. Okay. Number four transformation. Let's say it again. They want their spouse to try and understand where they're coming from, their point of view, even if they don't agree. So hearing and agreeing are two different things. If your spouse feels heard, you no longer have to agree with them. Because when we start to fight, we're fighting so that we're agreed with, right? We want them to say, oh, yes, honey, I see the light and you are so right. Not happening. So hearing and agreeing are two different things. If you can let your spouse know that they're heard, you no longer have to agree with them. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And you still feel connected. Number three. They want to have a voice that's heard. That's a number three transformation. They want to have a voice that's heard. They want to be heard. They want to be acknowledged. They want to be listened to. They do not need the criticism, the defensiveness, the attacks. They don't need any of that. They just want you to hear them. All right, we're down to number two transformation that couples want to have. They want to reconnect with their spouse. So number nine was the BFF, but you got to reconnect with your spouse. What's the difference between a BFF and a spouse? Well, I want my spouse to be my best friend. There's different schools of thought on that, but I want him to be the one I tell everything to. He doesn't always want to hear it, but he does anyway because he's my best friend. So I want him to know my world, but as a spouse, I want to reconnect in that romantic, emotional, physical way that you only want to connect with your spouse, right? I want to know him intimately. I want to know that when I walk by and touch him, that he could be watching the football game, but if I walk by and touch him, that he will know that he is loved by me because that's in his language. I want him to know that when I take his car to the car wash, which drives me crazy because I hate the car wash, but that is his love language, that means something to him. I know that intimately, right? I can literally tell you what he's thinking or what he's going to say by the tone of his voice, or even when he's going to tell a little white lie, right? Because I mean, come on, we all do. So I can tell by the tone of his voice, it's like, oops, try again. I mean, he probably hates it, but come on. I want to connect with him in that way. All right, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. What is the number one transformation that couples want in their relationship? They want to calm down the anger, the hostility, the rage, everything that comes into the relationship at this stage of being a married roommate is usually anger. And don't kid yourself, anger can be silent. It doesn't have to be yelling and screaming and throwing a fit. It can be, but it can also be silent. And silent anger is every bit as powerful as loud anger. So if these are the nine ways that people want transformation, how do they go about making the changes? Well, you've got to start looking at number one, you and your impact on things. Because if you go into correcting any of these, and you start by, you never date me, you never help with the laundry, you never help with the kids, you don't do this for me, you do that, blah, 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 and you start attacking, you're never going to figure it out. You have to come from a place of yourself, I. So every time you say the word you, I want you to stop and reframe it. Starts talking from a place of I. I would really appreciate it if you could take the kids for me so that I can plan the meals and start the laundry. And they would love to go to the park. And that would mean the world to me to know that you helped me in that way. It would fill up my love tank. Or, hey, babe, I'd really like to watch the football game that's on today. It's important to me. And I know you think that I need to spend all this time with you and the kids. And I want you to know I'm thinking about that too. So here's the deal. If I am allowed to watch the football game, relatively peaceful, I am willing to do what? Or not even I'm willing to do, but I'd like to take you out a date Saturday night. So I want to make sure that we have time for all this plan. What can I do to help you with the kids in the house so that we can get to a space that I can watch the football game and we can go on a date? Wow. Do you talk like that anymore? Well, if not, we need to start thinking about it, because that's the number one way that you can change everything is start coming from a place of I feel blank, not you don't, you never, you always. Turn it around. All right. So this is a short episode because I wanted to tell you these transformations. I want you to drop me an email, hello@amywine.com. And I want you to tell me which ones do you relate with? And which ones do you want more information? Because I will start doing a podcast episode on almost every one of them if you want it. If not, I got other plans. So here's the thing. If you go to my website, amywine.com, I have got a free, exciting beta course just for you and your marriage. And it's going to hit every one of these transformations. And it's going to tell you exactly how you can change it. How can you change it? Actionable ways, detailed information, things that you can take home with you, right? You get to help me build the course. I'm also going to go live every week for 3 weeks in a group to answer all your questions. So each week there's going to be a lesson and then there's going to be a live. And right now you can sign up to get on the list for when this starts. Okay. Go to my website. It's called Spark. Reignite your marriage like you just said I do. I mean, who doesn't want to get back to a marriage like they said I do? But I'm going to tell you, we're going to get a better marriage than when you said I do. And I would love to see you in my free beta course. And come on and let me coach you online. And let's have fun together. So go sign up and hurry, because time is ticking. It's all limited. This episode's coming out right in the midst of the sign up for it. You've got about a week before it starts. So join me. You don't want to miss it.
All right, guys, that wraps up our episode for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the show just so you don't miss any future episodes. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest review. I read each and every one of them. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this podcast episode at www.amywine.com/podcast. Don't forget to tag me on Instagram at @TheAmyWine and let me know what you took away from this episode or what you would love for me to talk about in future episodes. Thanks for listening, and I will see you here again next week on Marriage on Fire.
Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit ThriveLifeTV.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.